This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 16. From miry depths to glory. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I've come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I'm worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail, looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause. Those who seek to destroy me, I am forced to restore what I did not steal. You, God, know my folly. My guilt is not hidden from you. Lord, the Lord Almighty, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me. God of Israel, may those who seek you not be put to shame because of me. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a foreigner to my own family, a stranger to my mother's children. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But I pray to you, Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the floodwaters engulf me, or the depths swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me because of my foes. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. Yesterday, we considered the plight of sinking to the depths of a destructive, ruinous life. Today, we look at a psalm in which the writer calls out to God for help, seeking salvation. Psalm 69 was written by King David of Israel in a time of accusation and conspiracy. We don't know many details, but apparently the scandal was about a sin he did not commit. Reading this psalm today, we can also see that it points to Jesus describing scenes of his descent into the agony of the cross. There he was hated and persecuted without reason. There he paid what he had not stolen. He was given vinegar for his thirst. People who passed by on the road mocked him. For our sake, Jesus sank to the depths of hell, even though he was pure and sinless. God's mercy for us is clear in the forgiveness we have because of Jesus' suffering. And this moves us to forgive and care for others who may have sunk into miry depths on their own. Knowing that we are all sinners who need the Savior, we can point others to Christ and help them out of the mire too. For all who believe, Jesus has borne the punishment for all our sin. And rising from the dead and ascending to heaven, he went on ahead to prepare a place for us in God's kingdom, where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Pray with me. O God, save us from our sins and folly, and guide us to love others because you first loved us. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.